It is something that gets into the atmosphere and can be very harmful to public health. It can cause asthma attacks in children. It can send people to hospital emergency rooms. It can even convert to other chemicals in the air that lead to premature death. What the EPA is doing here is really making the first major change to its air quality standards for sulfur dioxide in nearly four decades.
What were the existing rules, and how do you anticipate seeing them change?
Right now, the EPA is supposed to set national health standards for several widespread air pollutants, including sulfur dioxide. And basically, the EPA puts its seal of approval on what constitutes clean air. In this case, the EPA is moving to set a tougher standard to limit short-term public exposure to sulfur dioxide, something that's not done today. Right now, you can breathe sulfur dioxide at levels that the EPA believes are harmful because recent science has shown that we need to crack down on these short-term levels of sulfur dioxide, something we didn't know in past years.
Now, there are areas of the country where they're already exceeding the sulfur dioxide levels in the current regulations. Where are those areas?
Well, there are not that many areas right now, I believe, that are actually exceeding the current levels of sulfur dioxide.
I think there were maybe six or so.
Something like that. It's only a handful of areas. We know that under the proposed standards, depending on where EPA sets the standard, there could be anywhere from about 45 to about 100 counties throughout the nation that could be essentially would have air quality that's considered unhealthy or unhealthful.
Are these counties grouped in any one area, say the eastern half of the U.S., the western half?
Not really. They're scattered throughout almost the entire nation. Almost anywhere where coal is burned, I think you're going to have a potential problem. And also some of the major industrial areas that have a lot of diesel engine traffic and things of that sort.
What happens to communities that may find themselves in trouble with these newer, tougher regulations? How can they deal with that?
Well, it will become primarily a state responsibility to draw up a cleanup plan to figure out how do you achieve the appropriate level of clean air in a given community. However, the EPA is going to help. And they're going to help in a major way by coming out with some standards soon to require a reduction in pollution from coal-fired burning power plants throughout the nation from about Texas on east. Almost every state from Texas on east emits pollution that will affect a downwind state. And so EPA is going to come up with some standards. They're going to actually propose this in June. That will lead to a reduction in the pollution from coal-fired power plants. That, in turn, will help states achieve these objectives of cleaner air at the local level.